Are you ready to go? I mean, do you feel like you've done the preparation that needed to be done and et cetera?
No, I think we're ready to go. I think our players feel that way. I know our coaching staff feels that way.
Mike, how have you seen Blaine grow in the couple of months you've been working with him? He was answering questions today, and it came around to some criticism of him last year, and he basically just said, he said it with a smile on his face, too, I don't really care what you guys think. It's not important to me. It's important what this room thinks about me.
Well, I've never really seen him react negatively about any of the things that have been said about him since we got here, so that doesn't surprise me. I think he's handled himself very well. I think he's come in with a great approach since the day we got here, since the first time I talked to him. I like what he does in our meetings. I think our players, by voting him a captain, have seen his growth in the locker room and on the field, his work ethic. Does he have room to grow? Absolutely does. But I just think our players have watched him develop over these months, and really him putting the work in on his own. Some of the things he does after practice, you know, things not asked of him. I'm not sure if that happened last year, but I know it's happening this year.
What are the best and worst things that have gone on to this point through all the practice and preparation?
Well, just to watch a team come together, you know, watch a staff come together, a staff that literally I've worked with one guy on the staff before, with Bob Rakowski. Watch us. If we all feel like we've been together for years, but to immediately mesh like we did, I think the players recognize that, and that helped evolve this team to be, I think, what it is today. What haven't I liked? Not much. I've been very, very pleased with a lot of things.
Do you use the national prognosticators? Most of them, I mean, have the Jaguars 1-15, 2-14. Do you use that in any way as a motivational tool with yourself, with your staff, or with the players?
No, I see that every year that happens. I mean, that's they got to have some kind of predictions to get everybody's hopes up or hopes down. No, I won't use it with this team. I didn't use it in Atlanta when we were predicted to do the same thing our first year in Atlanta. We were same negative. We didn't use anything like that, and just kept our head down and took one game at a time. But the same things that are being said there were being said here.
Mike, is the opener any more important, or maybe psychologically, for a team coming off of last year's struggles and going through so much change, new head coach, new owner, all that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I think our guys want to see where we're at. I know, you know, we did some good things in the preseason. Just want to see if we can do that for four quarters. I think that's in all three phases with our team. I think this will be a good test up there in this environment. It is a difficult place to play with the crowd. So I think it's going to be good for us to see where we're at.
If Peterson is in the game and playing for them, how well do they block for him up front? Because he's got obviously has a great per-yard carry average.
Well, that's one thing. I mean, they were number four rushing team in the NFL last year. They have run the ball well. They got big bodies up there, which they typically do. And he makes things happen, whether they're blocked or not blocked. I mean, he just has that kind of ability. But, you know, we're gonna prepare like he is the guy. We got to be where we're supposed to be, and we got to get off blocks. And if we got to do anything better than we did in the preseason, that's tackle better.
Mike, Ponder struggled a little bit last year as a rookie. So it seemed like he took a lot more chances than some rookie quarterbacks have. He seemed to also settle down. Have you seen him any different this year than what you saw on tape a year ago?
No, I think he's got a lot of confidence in his play. I think he feels like he can make plays, you know, in the pocket or outside of the pocket. I think he can be dangerous if we let him get out of the pocket. He does have an arm to, you know, get the ball deep, but he also can. He's athletic enough that he can put a little bit of a fear in us if we let him escape the pocket. He can make yards and make big plays out of it. So, he's just so competitive. I just think he thinks he can make those throws. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, having that kind of feeling about yourself.
One of the big matchups in this game figures to be Jared Allen rushing and Eugene blocking him. Are you looking for that as a sort of a measuring stick for Eugene or for the offensive line as a unit?
That's definitely a challenge. He is still playing at a high level. I've faced him a number of times here in the last few years, even up to last year. And you watch tape, and teams are doing everything they can to stop him. I use the example, they're slicing him, cutting him, chipping him, chopping him, double teaming him, whacking him, slamming him, every term you can use to stop him from getting to the quarterback, and he got there more than anybody else with everybody doing that. So it'll be a challenge, definitely, especially when it's at their place.
What makes him such a tough guy to block?
Relentless, great techniques. Never stops. Just he makes a lot of sacks late. It's because of he's just relentless, no matter how many guys are on him.
Did any of those ways work better than the others? You just named a bunch. I didn't know whether any of them actually worked.
Well, we're going to try all of them. I can tell you that.
So that means none of them worked better than the others.
No, I think, I think he knows, at least I would assume after playing us in this offense a couple times in the last few years, what to expect. I would anticipate that.
Is Maurice ready to play physically?
I can't tell you off of one Monday practice. I will have a better feel for that after we go through Friday. I'll have a better feel how he feels tomorrow after his first day in full pads and a good 9-on-7 period and a good hit. Taking some of the hits he's going to take today, I'll let you know. It wouldn't be fair for me to say that right now.
What would be your biggest concern about him, whether he's knows that mentally ready to go or physically ready to go? And I mean mentally from knowing the playbook and understanding what you're doing.
I would be more concerned about not mentally being ready to go. He's in good shape. I mean, we did the assessment test with him. We have ways of gauging what they've done when they were not here. We did that with every one of our players ran it. It was not a punishment. Every player ran it to gauge where they were physically, what they had been doing. And so I know I'm not as concerned about that as putting them in a position that he may not have a chance to fail because he's gotten so much information thrown at him.
Mike, Alan, for a second. Is it your philosophy against a pass rusher like that? You planned out when you're going to give Eugene help, or is it how the game goes along about chips and using the back?
No, that's been talked about. That will always be addressed. That's not just Jared Allen. That's every week. If we feel like somebody has a chance to be a game changer, we will do what we can to make sure that doesn't happen.